Series, a lot of goals. We scored five on them Friday night, and then we scored two on them on Saturday. So, but big wins. We, you know, another Big Ten team having to travel on the road, obviously, this weekend. And Ferris did a nice job coming away with a win and a tie.
Coach, as you look at the top 20 in the USCHO.com, they did really well this weekend. I think our loss on Friday night was the only loss by a top 20 team this weekend. So, I mean, the top teams are doing well right now against other schools.
Well, they are, and I think there are a couple losses in there, but I think there were teams ranked against each other. Like, I know St. Lawrence and Miami, you know, so is I think our loss was the only loss versus a team outside of the top 20. So, no question, and that's that'll be interesting going forward. You know, you see where the games were played and who played where and how those losses occurred. So, but there are some teams, you know, mainly UNO, I think I could single them out. North Dakota is playing pretty well, you know, doing a good job. Quinnipiac's a little bit of a surprise. They're 6-0.
Right, yeah, they're doing really well.
You know, but St. Cloud, you know, goes on the road to a tough building, NHL-sized building, and, you know, they get beat twice. So, so interesting. I mean, college hockey is you got to show up and play every night. And if you don't, you're going to get beat for sure. And even some nights when you have a good game, you're going to get beat. That parity is there, so which I think adds some excitement. And that's why you see some different teams win the national tournament. Parity's there, so you got to be ready to play.
All right, Coach, let's get to some of your questions here. Yep. The first one is comparing the team's performance in the first four games of 2015 to the first four games of 2014. What encourages you about this year's team in the early stage of the season?
Well, you know, what encourages me is you know, our power play is, you know, you're never sure when you lose a David Johnson, when you lose a Blake Pietilä, when you lose a Tanner Caro, you know, when you lose a Blake Hietl, some pretty good players up front. But our power play, for the most part, has done a good job and found a way to manufacture some goals. We only had the one opportunity on Friday night, so didn't get much there. But having said that, I'm encouraged by our power play. I'm encouraged by Jimmy Phillips. I mean, he looks, you know, you're never sure from year to year, but he looks fantastic. I mean, he's given us really a chance in every game to win every game. And even though we're a little off where we were last year, I really like our goaltending. I'm encouraged by our freshmen. You know, I think our freshmen over time are going to make a big impact on this team. You know, and we're playing them a lot right now. And now we start to get some injuries that they're going to even have to play more and significant roles. You know, so if we're out without Neville and Stamen up the middle, you know, there's your two guys you can, and then you had Tanner and Blake there. So basically, you're without all your centers. Mm-hmm. So that's tough because you got to win face. There's a lot of things that goes on with that. You have strength through the middle. So, you know, so I'm encouraged by, you know, even Mason Blacklock as part of that freshman, and Dane Burks has looked good. So we've got some young kids ready to and, you know, to take some major roles on, and that's important. And the other thing I'm encouraged about is the play of some of our, you know, returning players that maybe didn't have big roles. Brent Baltus, Joel Lesperance has looked really good. So, you know, we're going to need some of those players also to play well. So overall, there's a lot of good things. And, you know, it's early in the year, and we weren't going to go through the season undefeated. And, you know, it's tough on the road. You know, last year I think we caught some teams. You know, like say it was a little down on the road, and then we went into Ferris and we got exceptional goaltending. We scored, you know, three goals and won two games. This year we scored seven and only won one. So a lot of things change. They never stay the same. And there's a lot of things I really like about this team. And I think the growth of this team has, you know, a lot of potential to be really good down the road. And that's the key.
Next question. What was the Olympic sheet a big factor with our playing ability on Friday?
I think it was in a lot of different ways. You know, you just can't get used to it. I mean, it's easier to go from an Olympic sheet to a smaller building. It really is than go the other way because of all that room. You can get mesmerized by all the space and, you know, and teams who play on it, they're just used to leaving you out there. Now, having said that, you know, we've played well on Olympic sheets before. So I just think just the compete level and whatever. We just weren't in the right frame of mind. And, you know, the breaks and bounces in a game, too. A lot of things that happen.
Was it the power play that suffered the most, even though we only had the one power play?
Yeah, we just had the one. And I think, you know, a lot of times depends on, you know, time of game you get at what's going on and that. So we had a couple great looks on the power play, and we just couldn't score. So but that's a key. If you can pop one in there and, you know, you're on 5 minutes, so you can get as many as you want. And, you know, when you look at the key factors, I mean, power play, they won the special teams battle, and it's hard to win on the road when you don't win that battle.
Who do you think will fill the role of being able to carry the puck into the offensive zone on a consistent basis like Tanner, David, and or Blake did? It seems to me, this listener, like the forwards are dumping it in a lot and having to try to regain control.
Yeah, I would maybe agree with some of that, not all of that, but we have guys who can carry the puck in, and I think you'll see our centers start to do a little bit more, like guys like Jake Jackson has to be. Brent Bowen's not afraid to, he probably does it too much, you know, like he's trying to make a difference there. Jake Lucchini, given time, Brent Baltus, I mean, Alex Patan, Gouldy, all these kids, they'll be able to carry the puck in. L'Esperance, so I thought we had some real good plays. We had a great 3-on-2 at Northern Michigan. We carried the puck in. Patan made a great play to Hainon, and their goaltender made a huge save at a critical time. So there's a time when you need to dump it in and go put some pressure on, and there's a time we have to read the situation where you can carry it in.
Next question, can Mel expand on his comment about being disappointed with the preparation for Friday's game?
I can expand on it, but I don't really know. I mean, little keys to the game, and you can, it was a physical or is it mental? That's what you ask yourself. And you know, we even asked the team about it. It's not physical. You know, they're strong. We've seen it before. So then you're trying to figure out, well, what is it? And to me, it's more mental and preparation. Each player has to get themselves ready to play. And everybody prepares differently. And so you have to figure out, you have to get in a routine that will help you when you come to the rink be ready to play. And I just thought they had that want more than we did. And it's a fine line. I mean, it's just as simple as that you want it more than they do. And we talk about the two kids in the sandbox mentality. There's one toy, and one kid's going to want that toy more than the other kid, and he's going to do whatever he can legally to get that toy, and the other one's not, and that to me is all, you know, more preparation, that mental being ready to go. And I'll take the blame for that game and us not being there and enough to compete. You know, whatever I did, whatever I said, you know, I'll take the blame for that. But at the same time, we expect each individual to get himself ready to play the game.
Next question, what goes into a referee's decision for tossing a player on a penalty? It seems like injuring a player, showing some recklessness or intent to injure would be valid reasons, but some ejections have that this person has seen don't have that basis. Is kneeing an automatic game misconduct?
Kneeing is not an automatic game misconduct, and we talked to the supervisor officials about that and showed him both clips, the kneeing clip on Jake Jackson and the high stick on Alex Patan. And to me, the high stick was more, you could tell he was targeting the player, targeting the head, versus the kneeing Jake Jackson. He was going to hit the guy, but he actually leans with the shoulder, and that's just my interpretation of it. So, but no, kneeing is not automatic, nor is a high sticking, obviously, like that, because he got 5 minutes and stayed in the game. And you know, I still have trouble with that. I do, but I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. And somebody wants to expand, give more information on Pearson's Pals coach, which we were going to talk about anyway, yeah, which is a great segue. Somebody wants more information on Pearson's Pals again and wants to know how they can donate.
Yeah, and thank you for the question. And what we've done, my wife Susie and I have partnered with UP Kids, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So we're actually working with them, and Nancy Bergdahl Barondo over there is the contact person, and so they're gathering the information. They're helping finding the families. So we go through Big Brothers, Big Sisters, UP Kids. So and they did a fantastic job. We actually had our first family to our, you know, first home game, and it sounds like they had a great experience. I met the people after the game, and they get to pick a player who they'd like to come and or players they'd like to take a picture with, and they chose Tyler Hainanen, and so they came down and they got their picture obviously with Tyler. They got a signed poster, they got a puck, and obviously had, you know, concession food, free parking. So it's just a way that just a small way of trying to help someone who maybe wouldn't have the opportunity to come to a game. So just call Nancy over at Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And like I said, it's great that they would partner with us. It really helps us to identify and the people who'd like to come to the game. So listeners out there, if you know anybody who you would like to try to help out in this situation, just